called the Windy City. It's one of the biggest cities in the country. O'Hare is the name of the airport. C-H-I.
Chicago?
Uh-huh. Okay. And can you name the three biggest cities in Alabama?
Montgomery.
That's one.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm.
There's another one that starts with an M. It's down the coast. Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another word, another name for a car is a...
Automobile. Mobile.
Okay. Yeah. Cheating, okay. Getting it that way. Yeah. Do you know the name of a resort city in western North Carolina? Ash. Asheville.
Asheville, yeah. I can think of it.
And how about the four biggest cities in Tennessee? You know the capital of Tennessee starts with an N?
I mean Nashville.
Uh-huh. And then the one where Martin Luther King was killed that starts with an M?
Memphis.
And the one where the University of Tennessee is, it starts with a K-N. K-N-O-X.
Knoxville?
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's the other one? Oh, the choo-choo.
Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then other than Atlanta, name a few large cities in Georgia. Such as the one in South Georgia that's on the coast.
Savannah.
And then in one near Fort Benning, near the Alabama line. It's got the same name as the person that discovered America.
Oh, Columbus.
And then there's, I think you said one of your grandparents was from...
Macon.
Yeah, I think you already said that one, so you wouldn't need to say it again. Biggest city in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge?
No. That is one of them, but there's another one, too, where Mardi Gras is.
Oh, New Orleans.
And speaking of that state, I think I forgot to ask you that one. How do you say that?
New Orleans.
Is this the state?
Oh, Louisiana.
Yeah, I think I skipped that one accidentally a minute ago. How about the biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest city in Kentucky where the Derby is run?
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And then three foreign countries. Dublin is the capital of?
Ireland.
Paris.
France.
And Moscow?
Russia.
And that takes care of the geography. All right, if I said from here to Macon is about how far?
100 miles.
Okay. And if someone asked you to go somewhere and you were not sure about doing it, you would say, well, I don't know, blank, I want to go.
I don't know if I want to go.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a very sick friend that you thought was not likely to recover and somebody asked how he was, you'd say, well, it seems to me...
he's not likely to recover.
That's good enough, okay. And if you were asked to go somewhere without your friend, you might say, well, I won't go, blank, she goes.
Unless she goes. Mm-hmm.
And if your mother asked you to help with the dishes and instead you went out somewhere, well, then she would say to you later, well, why did you go out, blank, helping me?
Without helping me.
Mm-hmm. What's another way to say that?
Instead. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you liked a man and he was funny and somebody said, why do you like him? You'd say, I like him.
Because he's funny.
And I know you've said that. If two people become members of a church, you'd say they did what?
They joined the church.
Mm-hmm. And in church you pray to?
God.
And the minister preaches a?
Sermon.
And the organist would provide the?
Music.
And if it was very nice, you might say to him, that music was just...
Wonderful, good.
One starting with a B.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, well, church will be over, blank, we get there.
Before.